Vegas casino and transportation strikes called off at the last minute. Negotiations between the culinary and bartenders unions and six additional hotel casino properties in downtown Las Vegas have resulted in a breakthrough, leading to the cancellation of a strike deadline at another gaming property. The unions, which represent hospitality workers, have decided to grant Virgin Hotel Las Vegas more time to finalize a new contract, hoping for a resolution in the coming weeks. Closer to a full resolution, this development has prevented a potential Monday morning walkout at several casinos near the Las Vegas Strip and prominent downtown properties. It comes at a crucial time amidst a surge in tourism during Super Bowl week, emphasizing the importance of timely agreements. On Saturday, the Culinary Workers Union announced tentative 5-year contracts covering several establishments, including Golden Nugget, Binion's, and Four Queens properties owned by Tilman Fertitta and TLC Casino Enterprises, as well as Fremont and Main Street casinos owned by Boyd Gaming and Downtown Grand owned by CIM Group. These agreements affect approximately 1,200 workers. Prior to these recent settlements, major casino operators such as MGM Resorts International, Caesar Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts had already resolved their differences late last year to prevent potential strikes. Throughout January, the union successfully concluded negotiations with other properties beyond those owned by the major operators, including Circus Circus, Circa Resort, The Strat, and the El Cortez. Public transportation bypasses walkout. The threat of strike action also extended to the transportation sector, with local bus drivers and mechanics considering walking off the job ahead of the Super Bowl. Negotiations between Transdev, the operator of the public bus service for the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada, and the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1637, had been ongoing for months. While a tentative deal has been reached, it is subject to the approval of approximately 1,200 rank and file union members. Initial indications suggest that these workers will likely support the agreement. With the Super Bowl expected to attract around 330,000 visitors to Las Vegas this week, per data from the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, the timely resolution of labor disputes ensures the city can cater to the influx of tourists. The game is set to be held on Sunday at Las Vegas Allegiant Stadium, with various related events scheduled throughout the week.